Thank you, Mr. President. Let me begin by appreciating your initiative to organize today's thematic debate. India has always held that there exists a close and a multidimensional relationship between disarmament and development. This link was recognized by SSOD1. The International Conference on the Relationship Between Disarmament and Development in 1987, with which India was closely involved, points out that in the Charter of the UN, member states have undertaken to promote the establishment and maintenance of international peace and security with the least diversion for armaments of the world's human and economic resources. The member states also express in the Charter their determination to employ international machinery for the promotion of the economic and social advancement of all peoples. It went on to add that disarmament and development are the two of the most urgent challenges facing the world today. This holds as true today as it did in the past. Mr. President, we meet in very difficult times. Speaking at the 78th session of the UNGA, the External Affairs Minister of India said that the world is witnessing an exceptional period of turmoil. As it is, structural inequities and uneven development have imposed burdens on the global south. But stresses have been aggravated by the impact of COVID-19 pandemic and the repercussions of ongoing conflicts, tensions and disputes. As a result, socio-economic gains of recent years have been rolled back. Resources for sustainable development are severely challenged, and many countries really struggle to make ends meet. Navigating the future appears even more daunting today. Mr. President, when it comes to development, India has a story to tell. The Global Multidimensional Poverty Index records that we have halved the global MPI value in the last 15 years, lifting 415 billion people out of poverty. That progress has now moved on to a higher level with ambitious socio-economic initiatives covering financial inclusion, food and nutrition, health and water supply, as well as energy and housing. We are seeking to demonstrate that social welfare need not be the sole prerogative of the developed world. Mr. President, amidst serious global crisis, India has emerged as the fastest growing major economy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has set the target of becoming the third largest economy for India by 2030, on its way to becoming a developed country by 2047. Our message to the world is that we are focused on digitally enabled governance and delivery in the widening ambit of amenities and services, in developing world-class infrastructure, in our energetic startup culture, and in promoting sustainable growth. Mr. President, India's recent presidency of the G20 was built around our vision of one Earth, one family, and one future. The outcomes of the New Delhi G20 summit include an action plan for sustainable development goals, the high principles of lifestyle for environment, and the Green Development Pact, all of which will impact developmental processes across the borders. Recognizing that growth and development must focus on the most vulnerable, we began the G20 presidency by convening the Voice of the Global South Summit. This enabled us to hear directly from 125 nations and place their concerns on the G20 agenda. The New Delhi summit also welcomed African Union as a permanent member of the G20. Mr. President, allow me in the context of the Iranian presidency of this conference and the subject of this thematic debate to make a reference to the agreement on the Shahid Beheshti Airport in Chabahar, which will give a boost to regional connectivity and linkages with Afghanistan, Central Asia, and Eurasia. Mr. President, last year India landed a spacecraft on Moon. Prime Minister Modi has said that this success belongs to all of humanity, and it will help moon missions by other countries in the future. Whether it is rocket science or digital public infrastructure or the bioscience that underlies the vaccines, my delegation believes that emerging technologies will transform the pace of development. In India, we are working on harnessing the power of emerging technologies, of digital and space technologies, of AI, of robotics, of autonomy, of quantum computing, of biological and life sciences, of green technologies and other frontier technologies to improve the lives of our people. Mr. President, it is with this background that our delegation in conclusion calls upon all of us in the conference to reaffirm our commitment to disarmament. Let us take a first step by demonstrating the flexibility that is required to adopt a program of work. It is by doing so that we in this room will contribute most to international peace and security and to the development of all. I thank you.